You're listening to the Clean Comedy Podcast with James Creviston and Luke LaCoy.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Clean Comedy Podcast. It's James. And guess what? Guess who's here, everybody? It's Luke. Luke, welcome back.
Oh, darn it. I wish it was someone cool.
It is someone cool. It's the coolest. Do you even know how many episodes we've done together, of the podcast?
Over 200.
Over 200. That's correct. Yes, it is over 200. It's about 223 when I did the math. But I'm not even including the lost episode, which is what I always call the first episode, is the lost episode where it was done in a coffee shop. So yeah, that was a good learning experience there, I think.
Yep.
Awesome. So Luke is here today, and Luke has an announcement, but we're gonna talk about some other stuff before we get to the announcement. So first, how have you been, Luke? Because that's the question I get asked all the time. How's Luke? What's going on?
Tired.
I'm tired.
Extremely tired. I almost made it to the shower today. I was gonna shower for the podcast, but it didn't happen.
Well, luckily this isn't a smell cast, right? They can't smell you, so you're good.
No, we're good on that part.
And then what else has been going on? You've been working, doing stuff, family. What's going on? Give us some insight into the world of Luke.
I'm a full-time dad, stay-at-home dad. I'm doing the Fiverr thing at night.
Nice.
So that's the day and night and repeat.
Day, night, repeat, rinse, repeat. Do you have any days off?
No.
You have days where the wife takes over for the day or something like that, or
no,
because she works too, right? So she works during the day and whatever stuff.
Yeah, she's gone for the whole day. I'm trying to at least take Sundays off.
Yeah,
from not working. I'll respond to messages, but I don't want to work on Sundays. I'm trying to get to that point. Yes, revisions happen. Not a big deal.
I've been there. Yeah.
Yeah, and. Because otherwise it's otherwise you're working every day, and that's not sustainable.
It is not sustainable. I just had somebody reach out to me about a day job. I would be going to them. It's a writing gig, but I'd be mm-hmm. going to them and writing or whatever. And I was like, what's your flexibility on hours? What if I only want to do a couple? And also they were like, we'll pay you by the hour. I was like, no. That's not going to work for me at all, because what I could do in 1 hour, right, how fast I can ride in 1 hour, is it's not worth my time to do that for you, because I can turn around and go home and make more than that. So I was like, no, I'll take a salary for a certain amount of hours, and I'll do all the stuff you need to get done in that time frame and whatever. We had a good rapport and everything else. So I'm just waiting to hear back whether they want to do that. They also offered me possibly a freelance thing where I'm not their salary, but I could still work from home. So that would make it even better. But and then things are going crazy here too. So we have missed you. We've done a lot of episodes. Have you listened to any of the episodes that we've done without you?
It's on my to-do list.
I figured as much.
I have a very big to-do list.
No, I figured it was probably one of those things that was very difficult to get to. I had Danny fill in. We just had Glenn Tickle fill in for an episode. He's going to come for a couple episodes, I think, because he can't commit either to something. So it's been pretty wild ride holding this whole thing together. And just so you know, and you don't know this, but I've been doing a lot of marketing stuff with somebody. One of our listeners actually came forward, and I did some consultation with them, and then they offered to do some marketing. So every week him and I are going to go over some stuff, but he suggested we have a Patreon. Mm-hmm. And that we update our Instagram. So that's going to be something I'm going to be working on more too. So that announcement is Patreon will be coming soon. And what Patreon's going to have is it's going to have for $5 a month, I think is the low end. We're going to do, you're going to get this episode, the video episode and this episode, and then an additional comedypreneur episode, which are going to go behind the paywall, because I kind of got some weird feedback on Comedypreneur. Some people loved it. Some people were like, oh, you're a swindler or whatever. You don't know what you're talking about. Who's this idiot? He's not, because I'm not famous, right? They poop poo on it. So You'll get that, and you'll get a Comedypreneur episode every single week. And then I'm not sure if I'm going to do a $15 tier or $20 tier, but with that one, there'll be those same things, plus a monthly Q&A or class or lesson or guest lecturer or somebody like that that we cool. bring on to do stuff with. So, and then I might later on, depending on things go, do a higher tier where it's a monthly class or monthly one-on-one or something where, you know, I go over the material, or we go, you know, maybe you jump in and help, and we go over material and give notes and feedback and stuff one-on-one. So, and you'd have to be a member of that for like 3 months before we would do the thing, but, you know, something like that. I don't know.
Cool. And the platinum level is the swimsuit calendar.
It's just me like, ooh. So what's on the horizon for Mr. Luke LaCoy? Are you going to get back into stand-up soon? Are you going to just keep on the writing thing? Like, do you have plans, or what's the future for you?
No plans for stand-up in the immediate future.
Right.
I mean, I'm writing all the time. You know, like you, I have the big book of ideas that, you know, someday in the future I'll get to. Trying to grow. Fiverr's fun. It's great. It's awesome. I would like to almost do it with outside of Fiverr.
Yeah.
So I, you know, eventually, I'm not there yet. I mean, this is great. Like, I'm building samples,
right.
You know, working on my portfolio, but I don't know. I guess I'm building my own website with gigs and stuff. And like you did an ebook and all that fun stuff.
It takes time. And then, but the good thing is, what I always tell people is that it was a good way to get paid to write, to learn your craft without a lot of stress, right? Yeah. I mean, to somebody, it's a couple $100 or $1,000 or a couple $1,000 or whatever to do something. But for you, it's not the stress of, I have to do this thing or whatever. It's like, okay, you can slowly build up your skill set there.
Yeah.
And I've done that over many years. And I have another side writing gig that I just picked up a big, five-figure account for that I'm doing. So it's
great.
I mean, it happens, but I had to build the sample, right? When I sent samples to them, they reached out to me, they sent samples. I sent a lot of stuff, like, this is what I've done, this. And so it was a lot to get there. But I mean, 2 years ago, 4 years ago, whatever, I wouldn't have been ready for that. And so it's a good build-up. Eventually, at some point, I will leave Fiverr and it would go to my own thing or something I build outside of that. But for now, one, it's easily drives traffic to you, right? You don't have to worry about advertising. You don't have to worry about trying to hold up a site or do any of that stuff. So it's good.
Yeah. And that's nice too. Like, they're the escrow as well. So there's never going to be a dispute with money.
Yeah.
It's all taken care of through the system, which is super nice as well. The one thing I'm finding is, like, I write a lot, and then I would say like 30% of the time it actually gets made. And then I would say 5% of the time it's done well.
Well, you have to remember, these are also people that are just getting their start or their foot in the door too, for a lot of things, you know? So, you know, they have limited budget or limited availability too. And that's the thing is, so, but also, you know, you know the story behind a film that I'm writing for someone that we are familiar with, friends with, or someone they know that they refer to, but had I not had the years of experience with Fiverr, I wouldn't be in that position to do that thing either. So it is a good learning experience. It's tough though, especially starting out. If you're starting out now, it's tougher than maybe starting out even 2 years ago when the pandemic started, right? Because that's when mine really started to like take off even more. So it's tough.
I mean, there's still room for comedy and comedians, I think. Like, I got quite a bit of referrals from you, which helped, you know, a ton. Now I'm getting, you know, like, some organic traffic, but decent clients out of that organic traffic. And yeah, I mean, it's hard. I made my first offer for like a buyer request, because it was like something that was like, it wasn't, you know, write a month's worth of stuff for a dollar. You know?
yeah, exactly. I know. I go look at those sometimes just to see like what's in there. And it's like, I need a 2-hour screenplay for $50 and I need it done tomorrow. And you're like, okay, yeah, you're insane. You know? So
the other nice thing too, is like, you don't have to work with absolutely everyone. That's the other nice thing too. Like for the most part, people, because we have on our profile, like, please message us first.
Yeah.
And the majority of people do. I always, some orders come through without, which have been, you know, okay. But that's a nice feature. I love that feature.
Yeah. I learned early on that if you put that at the top of your profile, it makes things easier. Cause right, I don't think I've had a person just order something in 2 years now, because that is very, very prominent in my thing. Like, please contact me before you do anything. And and also with the money that you're going to spend on anything that I do for you, you know, you want to make sure that you are asking or talking to somebody before you do stuff.
Yeah.
Although my problem now is I have a lot of people that say, hey, I'd love to do stuff with you. Can we jump on a Zoom call? Mm. And so at least 1 to 2 hours of my day every day is a Zoom call with a different client doing something. So it's okay. It's just, it takes away from writing. So I have to be better on. I'm finishing a script today. Hopefully I will finish it today. Not hopefully, but I will finish it today to turn it on Monday. But just busy, like that's what's busy. And then I still have teaching stand up for teens. Then I'm trying to build Patreon and all these other things. And then my own writing stuff. Like I have a script that I'm trying to get turned into to the same person, mm-hmm. producer that I'm working with. And then also their script. And then also a director's script that I'm working on for them. And then that 5-figure thing that I'm working on. So it's like, oh my gosh! Like I always laugh, like. I always tell my wife, I'm like, it's a roller coaster. It's either some days like everything's like, yeah, it's pretty good, it's going nice, and some days like, let's go.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh no, what's going on? I'm gonna barf. Yeah, it's that. It was fun.
Yeah, and like you said, the organic traffic's really nice. Just the algorithm's so weird too. I don't know how it works, but I picked up some blog work. It was maybe from someone you sent my way. It was a comic book related thing.
Oh,
and after I did like a few, after I got a few blogs written, then I noticed like there was like 2000x increase in traffic just from getting some jobs completed, which was really weird. Cause I didn't change anything else on the gig or the description.
Don't go changing that stuff too much.
Yeah. So I don't know. It's interesting. I'm in a Facebook group, which is like flooded now with people, but they give good advice about like being in Fiverr and things of that. And actually the ebook that I want to write is all about Fiverr. It's going to be like just general tips and things. And then it's going to be half like help and how to, and then half rants of, just things, stories that have accumulated from it that I want to get out somehow.
Yeah, no, I agree. That's the thing is you have to, there's so many facets to it that you can't, there's not a single answer. Like if someone came and said, how do you be successful? It's like, well, one, you have to be available most of the time or respond within an hour. You have to complete jobs and get fives, you know, as often as you can. And mainly you just have to complete jobs. Like that's the real big one. Once you start completing jobs, the system sees, oh, people like this person, and they move you up. I sometimes also ghost check myself, where I'll go log in through like a the Google, what's it called, where you're like not you, you're logged in not as you.
Oh yeah, like
incognito or, and then I'll go in there and put in my name or type in stuff for my search terms and see where I am ranked or whatever. So I do that too
occasionally, and it's like every day it's different. It's so weird.
Sometimes you're like number 5, sometimes you're like number 500. You're like, what's going on here? This is weird. So you know, it is what it is. What is the biggest thing that you like about the podcast? What's the thing that you remember? What's your like one big podcast moment? Like,
I mean, definitely the guests that we've had on. I can't say a single guest because we've had, you know, so many on.
I know.
It was just surprising to have like, you know, Scott Dickers on. That was big. Paul Cinco, that was huge.
Cinco Paul.
And that was early on too, which
that was really early. You know what's funny is I reached out to him like a couple times since then, have not been able to get him to come back. So I'm hoping that I'll keep going. I'll keep pushing.
He's had a little success in his career.
A lot, yeah.
Due to the podcast. Due to this podcast.
No, it's not. Gosh, I wish that was the case. I wish I could be like, Cinco, you owe me. I got you, you know, I made you big. No, he's like, no, that's not how that works. Yeah, he's been great. We had Barry Katz. That was awesome. He was just like wonderful. I have actually, I'm pursuing a lot of people right now. So there, we'll see what happens in the future. Is there any one thing from the podcast that you felt has changed or impacted you the most?
Probably a lot of things. I guess just like, you know, I think your drive and energy helps. That's huge. No, because like, you know, we hear all the time how like you're grinding and you're working on like so many projects. And I think whenever we started this, like 4 or 5 years ago, six, five, somewhere around there.
2017, I think is what it was. Yeah. January 1st, 2017. So that's 5 years ago. Yeah, 5 years ago.
Oh my goodness. Half a decade.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a long time. I mean, but yeah.
But kind of seeing like how much that you were doing at a time, because otherwise, and I've heard this too from other writers, I'm blanking on the name, but like I was watching on Netflix, they have this show about like the movies that made us.
Yeah, I love that show.
And whoever, whoever wrote Home Alone was like cranking out scripts. Like
I think it was Chris Columbus, wasn't it? Was it Chris Columbus, the guy who also did Harry Potter? Yeah.
Yes. Did Chris write it too?
I will double check. Let's find out.
I know he's involved with it, but he was saying, or he was working with someone who was like cranking out like a couple scripts a month, like that's movie amazing. Scripts. And, but
John Hughes. Oh, Pretty in Pink.
There you go.
John Hughes wrote it. Yeah, there you go.
And like, I think it was Chris saying that he was amazed by how many scripts this guy Chris was putting out. And that motivated him. And that's kind of like how you were. You motivated me to see like, wow, James is like, he has a finger in everything. And he's like hitting up everybody. And so you kind of like showed me, oh, you know, you don't have to work on one thing at a time. You can take on multiple jobs and opportunities.
Yeah.
So for me, that's been the biggest, I think.
Oh, no, I'm glad. That was the whole point of the podcast, is to motivate other people to like grow and do things and get outside of like what your safety net is or whatever. And like I said, I think I've said that before on here a bunch of times. Dwayne Perkins for me was the person that made me perk up and go, oh, I'm not doing enough, right? Mm-hmm. And even when other people were standing by saying, man, you're doing a lot, when Dwayne Perkins pointed out, I was like, okay, I'm not doing enough. I've got to do more. I've got to this thing. And now you're right. I have like 1,000 irons in the fire, but I don't know which ones are going to hit, right? It might be the thing that I think is big. Like I was working on a different podcast and it ended abruptly, right? That was going well. I thought everything was smooth. We were getting in the groove and stuff. And it was just going and going and going. And then it just stopped, like abruptly stopped. I had another gig that was like every week I was churning out stuff. I get to the, you know, a couple weeks ago and they go, okay, we're going to put it on hold for a few months. We don't know when it's coming back. I'm like, oh man, this sucks. Cause I was like in the groove so I always have as many things going on as I can, because then if something falls out, I'm not going, oh no, what do I do? It's like, okay, now I can just replace it with this other thing and keep moving on. Was there any guest that inspired you to do something or inspired you at all in another way too?
Yeah, I'm sure there was.
Is there anything you could think of off the top of your head? If not, it's okay. I'll go with mine. Barry Katz for me was the big one where he really pushed of, you know, being better at your craft, being great so that when the time comes, when your moment comes, because right, he was very clear, like you have skill, your moment will come. It's just, are you going to be ready for that moment? And so for me, it's a lot of, okay, I've got to be ready because I have scripts ready. If someone goes, hey, James, do you have something? I have like, yeah, here you go. Here's what do you want? You know, and granted, they're all comedy related, but there's like action ones. There's like kind of like more like Scrubs-ish. There's more like there's sci-fi stuff. I have comic book scripts. It's like I have stuff like whatever you want. I'll find a way. So for me, that was the big thing. And then, you know, I had the feature that I'm working on that for me was very heartfelt and very raw, but also ticked off a lot of people when they read it. Yeah.
Interesting.
Three different people said that when they read the first 10 pages of that script, they were like, I don't want to read anymore. And then they got to like page 11 and they were like, okay, I get it. And then they started going, but like to have people say that to me and have like a producer call me and be like, what are you writing? Why would you write this? This is Yeah, and I was like, oh, okay. Like,
well.
but for me, it seemed that way. I was like, I'm flipping the script on this. But that's the thing is, right? People don't really want that big of a change. They don't want too much. They want something they know similar to what they're used to without throwing it back in their face or throwing it on their head or making them uncomfortable so that you could set up something more comfortable later on, which I did. The whole opening sequence, very uncomfortable. And then after that, you get into the rhythm of the movie. You know, it's like it goes from very kind of dark and weird and rough and funny to Rush Hour, basically, or Bad Boys or whatever you want. You know, 21 Jump Street. Like in that vein, you're like in that comedic cop kind of world, action buddy cop kind of thing. But the first part of it, I had three different people go, why would you write that? Why that was very uncomfortable and I didn't like it. And I was like, that was the point. That was the entire point of that, was to make nobody comfortable, to make you all uncomfortable. So then when we got to the story, you would figure out, oh, this is important and this is why it's in there. But no, everybody hated it, so I had to rewrite that whole beginning, which sucks, because I love that beginning. I really believed in what it was, but it is what it is, man. Hopefully to get it made, I will gladly change it, right? If I can keep 80 pages of that, 80 something pages of that, okay, I'm okay with that, you know. So it was a process, and now I've got to finish it up and then send it off to a couple people to read and revise and whatever, but we'll see.
Cool.
That's the hard part. What would you like to say to everybody listening to the podcast? What's your one thing that you want to, that you would, if you could leave them with one thing, what would you say?
Continue listening to James, because he gives good advice and he's very motivational.
Besides me, what would you say to them? don't listen just for me, by the way. If you're listening just for me, you're gonna be very disappointed. I apologize.
I don't know. Keep on keeping on. Stay motivated. You know, don't give up on goals. Like James was saying, anything can change on the daily. I'm saying no to a lot of stuff on Fiverr just because, like, I can tell when I get a message, like, how the client's going to be or how long it's going to take. But one of them, she just wanted something very small, but I still didn't have the time to do it. So it was so small, like, I did it in 10 minutes and just sent it back to her. Like, it would have taken me longer to make a gig and everything. So I just sent it back. And then the next thing I know, in my inbox is a large order from her to do some more work.
There you go.
Again, like, you don't know. And, you know, take 5 minutes, 10 minutes out of your day to work on whatever you're working on or that you want to work on that you're putting off. That would be my advice.
That's good advice. That's true. I have a, I worked on like a, I talked about this on the podcast. I worked on this dramatic show series that now I guess they compiled into a film, but they're going to do another series afterwards. And the director and producer reached out to me to, for first, like, hey, what about a log line? This and this. He's like, he asked me for a couple of things. And I just wrote it like real fast, sent it back to him. And he's like, oh, well, are you going to charge me? I'm like, I don't care. Like, you sent me work. I know you're going to send me more work in the future. I don't care right now. Like, 10 minutes of my time to make four log lines for you. And what I don't care. He's like, well, what about this? Can you, what about a name for that? Like, what? I was like, oh yeah, here's four names that I'd already thought of before this. You can have them. And he's like, well, can I pay? I'm like, just wait. Like, seriously, I know things are going to come. I'm not even worried about it really at this point. I'm worried about, you know, more, like, bigger things. It's 5-10 minutes out of my day. Also, you let me refresh my brain and go to a different place for a few minutes. Now I can come back to whatever I was working on and have a fresh point of view. So go ahead, go with your announcement. Let's hear what you came here to say on the episode today.
I guess I'm retiring. I guess that's the announcement.
Yeah, Luke is leaving the podcast. He has fatherly and homely duties to do, and he hasn't been able to carry the podcast torch, which is a bummer because, like, my wife and I were actually, like, super bummed. We talked about it, and I was like, I don't want him to go. And she's like, it's not up to you, though. Like, you don't get to decide. You can't be like, he's staying. Like, it's like, he's got to pick. And I was like, well, what do I do? And she's like, well, what do you want to do? I'm like, I don't know. Like, I'm going to ask him what I should do. And so at some point, there may be another co-host that I bring on, but I don't know. I part of me feels like that doesn't feel right to me. You know what I'm saying? Like to have like a full-time co-host. So I don't know yet, to be honest. So anyone thinking like, oh, I'd love to be the co-host, like, I don't know. I'll have people come and we'll talk and do whatever, but I don't think there's ever, I don't think this is going to stay the Clean Comedy Podcast with James E. Creviston and anybody for a while. I don't think it's gonna, it doesn't feel right to me. So so maybe a year from now, maybe.
Yeah.
But right now it's good. This is going to change. I have a new logo that I haven't commissioned it yet, but I'm going to go commission this week.
Cool.
And it'll be the Clean Comedy Podcast with James E. Creviston. That is it. No, and Luke LaCoy, which is going to be a weird thing to do. So
I'll be a guest one day. Don't worry.
No, I know you will. I know you will. There's so many things going on. And we have so much, and there's your future's bright, and we're still friends. It's not like we don't talk or whatever. It's like, it just being on here was such a good thing, you know, and it's tough. Life gets in the way. So I appreciate it. I'm super glad. I remember our first time doing the podcast in this coffee house was bad. And then we moved it to my apartment and my cat would attack Luke. And then, we would have people over at our table. The funniest one that I remember, I don't know if you remember this. We had Chris Cope come and he got lost downstairs before he came up to the apartment. And we had to go searching for him for like 10 minutes before, and he was like, not on time. It was really funny. That was fun. We actually did for Cinco Paul. We'd actually contacted him like 30 minutes before, an hour before we were going to do the podcast. And he just came over. He like came over like, yeah, I'll come over. That was awesome. I'm trying to think who else. I mean, we had Jonathan Giles. We did a lot of them where we did like three episodes in a row with people and they would come over and stuff. That was so much fun. I actually miss that. Like my goal one day is to have like a podcast studio. People could come in. We can all sit around and we could do, you know, hour long episodes or whatever, or 2 hour. I don't know if I ever want to do like the Joe Rogan-esque style of 3 hours. I don't think that's for me. That's like too long, but you know, 30 minutes, 45 minutes an hour, I'd be 100% okay with. And I think that's the future. And there's more things that I'm doing that hopefully will build up to that, where I want to have a podcast studio and marketing and comedy and all kinds of stuff. And I'm still building that stuff. Yep. And hopefully you guys as listeners and the Patreon thing will actually move that forward, because the goal of that Patreon is not to just pay for the podcast, but to fund future projects where we'll do some kind of, I want to do a TV series or a web series, I'll make a feature film with some of that stuff. Maybe even have people who are listeners or Patreon members come be a background or extras or whatever, and just do fun stuff like that, because I think there is so much. And maybe even a documentary. I know you and I and David have talked before about just doing like stand up or just driving around and doing stand up. Now with kids it's harder, right? Obviously that's a thing. But he could still do one of those things where it's a road trip documentary comedy special where we go on a road trip and we do these shows and we record it all and then we document it and then we get put out specials with it as well, stuff like that. Or albums. Brian Kahatsu put out his own like sketch comedy album, and it made me start working on more sketches. And so I'm probably going to do the Queen Comedy Podcast Get Sketchy. So I'll reach out to Luke and have him do sketches and voices and stuff. And we'll do all those things. And then we'll put together we might even invite some of our cool comedy friends to like be a voice on there or do something with the sketch. So I'm excited. That's one of the big things. And also, if those things come out, or when those things come out, they're going to come out to Patreon first. And it'll be like, hey, if you're a Patreon person, here's your code to get it for free. So that we're getting downloads and getting stuff like that. So I think this is the future. The marketing person that I talked to and the listener was awesome, and he'll be involved too. I'm trying to get him to come in on the comedypreneur side and help with marketing and media and social media and all those like entrepreneurial business parts of it, so I can focus on teaching you comedy structure and the things you need to know to make those businesses run. And then he's going to help with marketing or whatever. And so I'm very excited. I think there's a lot to learn. And I'm sad to see the era of Luke LaCoy on the Queen Comedy Podcast end.
We're all learning together. We're all working on projects, and you know, they're all interwebbed. So
they are. So I'll let you say one last goodbye to everybody on the podcast as the co-host. Not this isn't goodbye forever. This is goodbye as the co-host for now. So go ahead and do your shout outs and say all your stuff, whatever.
Shout out to mom. Shout out to grandma. Maybe you'll listen to this one day. Yeah, it's been fun. And again, we have, we've had the best guests on, a lot of people we haven't mentioned, but yeah, it was super fun. Like, I can't wait until the day when this is live again, because those were like the golden era. And then, you know, the 2 years that we won't talk about, that happened, and now things are starting to be back. So that's good.
I know. That's the goal. I am on the hunt for a new place, to a new location to record, believe it or not. So there's a lot of things going on in the background that nobody knows about that I'm just like slowly putting together, like, okay, can I get this to work. And so that's the only reason I even took the meeting about the in-person gig, is like, can I generate for a year enough money to set aside to do XYZ? Mm-hmm. So for me, it's always like, this plan needs this, and I've got to figure out how to get these two pieces and put them together in the puzzle. And I do. Also, if I probably spent less money on magic cards, I probably could already done it by now. But to be fair, I love magic. It's so much fun. It's my way to get out of my own head and not have to deal with anything else for a day. I do it one day a week. It's like, you know, some people go to yoga, some people weightlift, whatever. I go play magic. That's my get out of my head and get out of the house type situation. So cool. There you go. All right, Luke, where can everyone still find you at in order to talk to you, say thank you, whatever? Where can they find you?
Luke LaCoy on the socials.
Are you active on anything right now? Are you active on everything or not really?
Probably Instagram the most. One day I'll be active again. But yeah, Instagram's probably the best.
All right, awesome. And you can go to at the Clean Comedy Podcast, which is on Instagram, or you can go to cleancomedypodcast.com and find all the episodes, find all the stuff. And we will be still coming back, so you're going to get stuff every single week. This is just a Luke is coming here to say his goodbyes. We are going to miss him very much. It's breaking my heart. I'm actually keeping it together better than I kept it together when that first announcement happened. But I am very grateful to you so much. The friendship has meant so much. The podcast has meant so much. We built this together. It was one of those crazy ideas. We're like, we should do a podcast. We had no clue what we're doing. And it's become great in the top 2 to 2.5% of podcasts around the world. Like, that's insanity. Two guys who are nobody from LA, just trying something, starting in a coffee shop, going to an apartment, and now having to move, unfortunately, to Zoom. We have made it work. And I am grateful to you for this whole journey. I've had so much fun. I wouldn't have been able to do any of this without you. So thank you so much. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We wouldn't be able to have done this without you guys either. Please like, subscribe. Please share this with everybody. Please go to Luke's Instagram and say, we love you, Luke, and come back one day and, you know, give him some support, because he's a great guy and he really made this all possible. Thank you again, everybody. Have a good one, and we'll see you soon. Bye.